You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
Joining me on the line is Victor Thorne. Victor, thanks for joining us today.
Good to be here, Dave.
Victor, we spoke yesterday about what we're going to be talking on today. And before we get into that, for the benefit of the listeners, because we always have new people coming in and tuning in, I think something like 75% of the people coming to the American Free Press website are new to the site. 25% of all the visitors are regulars. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people listening to this interview who don't know what we're talking about in its entirety, and they don't know you. So for the benefit of those folks, why don't you give them a little bit of background about who you are?
Well, I've been a writer for American Free Press since 2007 on a weekly basis. I'm an author of many books. I run a website called wingtv.net and been in this quote-unquote movement for about 15 years or so now and keeping an eye on things. And every once in a while, I'll bring an idea to Dave's attention that I think merits some attention. And that's what the show is about today. That in essence, the key to it is that Alex Jones is, I think it's tomorrow and the next day, is launching what he's calling a money bomb. That's what Ron Paul used to make famous a few years ago when he was running for president. And it's pretty surprising, don't you think, Dave, that Alex Jones is begging people for money again? I mean, it seems like that's all he ever does is beg people for money. And so when I brought this to Dave's attention, he was already aware of it. But the underlying circumstances are what's really most interesting. And as you'll see today, that anybody that gives money to this Alex Jones guy is, I would have to say, probably the biggest moron on the face of the earth, because all this guy does and all he's done for the last two decades is beg people for money. And what he's done is build an incredibly wealthy lifestyle for himself, which I have no problem with whatsoever. But when you see the deceptive way that he's done it, hopefully that everybody listening today will look at this from a new perspective, and anybody that contributes to this madness is utterly foolish.
Right. They're just part of the problem. Yeah, so the way I found out about it is that I got an email from somebody about, like you said, this big fundraising effort, and I just want to read this to bring the listeners up to speed here. It says, how InfoWars, and of course that's the name of his, I guess, website, how InfoWars is changing the world on Wednesday, and that's tomorrow. Today is obviously Tuesday, September 15th. Please join us in this cause to liberate the minds of North Americans. And there's a graphic of like a satellite. So I guess he's alluding to satellites, like maybe he wants to launch a satellite or something. It says, Alex Jones InfoWars, independent media organization, has grown by leaps and bounds over the past 20 years, but it needs your help reaching the next level. InfoWars is independently funded. We don't accept government money and taxpayer funds like NPR and Media Matters. Instead, we rely on contributions and purchases from listeners and viewers such as yourself to enable us to spread the message of truth and freedom worldwide. With the globalist agenda accelerating on all fronts and the giant moves to stifle human liberty, it's more imperative than ever to secure a larger platform in order to reach as many people as possible. With this goal in mind, InfoWars intends to launch syndicated television shows on satellite across North America, expanding our reach to homes in Canada, Mexico, and the continental United States. So I guess Canada and Mexico are the targets versus the U.S. because that came last. But we need to raise funds to do this. Starting Wednesday, September 16th through the 17th, InfoWars will host a special 27-hour marathon money bomb broadcast, complete with exclusive guests, previously unaired special reports and prizes. Please join us in this cause to liberate the minds of North Americans and donate what you can so that we can spread the word on an exponentially larger scale. And then they have a link, InfoWars/moneybomb, to learn more. And they have like a video. And of course, then he's hawking his super mail vitality drops and vitamins and all this crap. That I brought this to the attention of a few people, that I think this guy, and I've been saying this for a while now because I can see the signs, I think this guy is going down. And the reason is because he's literally, I don't know if you've seen these commercials, I might have sent it to you in email, but where he like has his shirt off and he's like talking about these super male vitality drops. I mean, is this guy supposed to be talking about the new world order, or is he supposed to be selling vitamins or like Viagra? And like you said, anybody who donates money to somebody like this, is a fool. But before I let you get going on this, Victor, I just want to say that there's a website called dailystormer.com, and this guy who's very good, I think it's Andrew Anglin, he put out an article about this. Alex Jones just finalized divorce from his wife, money bomb time baby. But what he said here is interesting, and I'm going to let you develop this here about the divorce and the money. But he's saying here that this money bomb to raise for this satellite, he says here, I don't even know what satellite television uplink means. It's not a normal term. Is he talking about launching his own satellite into space? Or is he talking about the type of free-to-air satellite television systems used by Arabs and other third worlders to watch foreign broadcasts? Let's get into this, Victor, because this guy, I've never really trusted him. I don't trust people that have a bullhorn, people who are like blunderbusses. If you have something to say, you can say it in, obviously, a calm, educated way. We've done many interviews together, and we've educated thousands of people. You've gotten many emails about our interviews on different topics and how much these people have appreciated them. So why don't you get into this whole matter here where this clown, this buffoon, is attempt, and he will, unfortunately, because people just, for some reason, they donate money to this guy, and they think that he's some kind of an asset. Why don't you just let people know about him? I know that you were talking about Wing TV. You've written articles about this guy going back over 10 years ago. What have you uncovered about this guy? Probably you have uncovered more about him than anybody else. What do you know about him that people should be aware of?
Well, I mean, the first thing is I haven't listened to this guy for over 10 years. I'll get into that in a little bit, but here's what it comes down to is going back to the earliest days of Wing TV and in the early 2000s, Alex Jones would come on and say, all my money, all the money that comes into me is being used to fight the New World Order, okay? Well, this is a total and complete lie, and it's finally been proven when my buddy John Kaminsky, who lives down in Florida, he sent me an email the other day, and it shows that Alex Jones secretly in 2013, that would be 2 years ago, got a divorce from his wife. It was finalized last year. Well, Alex Jones didn't tell anybody about this. He didn't make a big deal. That's understandable. You don't want to air your dirty laundry. But here's what's most interesting is Alex Jones says every penny that he hawks from his stupid videos and so forth goes right back into fighting the New World Order. Well, in this divorce settlement, and I sent you the actual court papers, Dave, that Alex Jones's wife is getting the $1 million home that they own together. Now, that's kind of interesting because every penny that Alex Jones makes goes back into fighting the New World Order, yet there's a $1 million mansion plus as part of this settlement also, Mrs. Jones, who is Jewish, by the way, has received a settlement of $43,000 a month for 72 months. Now, you do the mathematics on that, that comes to $3 million Alex Jones owes her over the next few years, plus he lost his $1 million home. So there's $4 million that he's in hock to his ex-wife. Now, right. Coincidentally, do you think maybe Alex is hurting for some money? So right now, in the guise of starting this bogus satellite mumbo-jumbo, and yeah, the guy Andrew Anglin is correct. He's like, what the hell is he even talking about? But Alex Jones needs to come up with $4 million. Oh, wait, let's see. Let's go to these suckers and milk some more money out of them. And the problem is that he's become incredibly wealthy off of the hard-working money made by people given to him for these videos and so forth. But somebody has to finally tell people, and, you know, Dave, we know somebody very well that even works at AFP that's an Alex Jones fanatic. And yeah. What it is, it's like they're being in a mind control cult or something. If you give money to Alex Jones, here's the bottom line, or if you even listen to this guy, go in your mirror, like hit pause on this recording right now on this broadcast, and go look in the mirror. And what you're going to see is Alex Jones's reflection laughing back at you saying, sucker, 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 sucker. Because that's all it is, Dave. He knows exactly what he's doing. He's using these people to build his own fortune. And luckily, his wife, I guess, saw through it and now is milking him, taking him to the cleaners. But anybody that thinks this money that he's going to try to raise and this money bomb, which he learned off of Ron Paul, is going to go to these satellites or this other crap is completely deluded because it's going to go to pay off his ex-wife. And they're stupid people in the world. And we should give an award for some of them. Like, you know, anybody that thinks the National Organization of Women really cares about women. that's a stupid person, or like the Democratic Party actually cares about blacks. Anybody that thinks 9/11 was carried out by these Arab cave dwellers or that the towers came down because of jet fuel, you have to be really deluded to believe these things, or anybody that actually believed Barack Obama's marketing gimmick about hope and change that the communists have been using since like the 1920s. Anyone that believes this has to be completely deluded. How about the Israeli Defense Force? And they mistakenly attacked the USS Liberty in 1967. A case of mistaken identity where they bombed and strafed the ship for 2 hours straight, but it was mistaken identity, okay? So you really have to be dumb to believe this stuff. But the one who wins the title, anybody that gives money to Alex Jones has to get the award for the stupidest human being on earth, because you just simply can't do this, Dave, and have a brain, because he's using them. He's using these people. It's like the Hare Krishnas or Scientology or Charles Manson or whoever. Anybody that's in a mind control cult, everybody's like, wow, I wonder how these people can be such imbeciles to believe this. And yet there's still people that are in cults. And that's what Alex Jones is running. It's a mind control cult with the only objective is to suck money out of people. And I remember listening to him once on Coast to Coast with George Norrie, and he was doing all his fear-mongering, which is typical. And then a caller calls in and says, all right, Alex, we've heard all these problems. What can we do? What can we as people do to defeat the New World Order? And Alex says, well, the first thing you can do is buy my videos, buy my videos. So back in the Wing TV days, that was our big mantra, buy my video, because that's all he ever talked about. So can you imagine listening to that now? You said like 27 hours in a row. You'd have to go completely insane listening to that.
Yeah, that's why I'm thinking that he is on his way. I'm hoping he is, but then again, you can never be surprised by what people will do. And I just wanted to say, you mentioned it was $43,000 a month, which is a huge amount of money. It's actually closer to $44,000. It's $43,933 a month. So it's over $3 million, and then that million-dollar house. It seems like there's a couple of homes here. I don't know if this is accurate here, this unofficial copy here of his alleged divorce decree. I would have to actually see if I could find something from the courts if it was, but it seems like it's accurate, but I don't know for sure. Victor, I'm just going to play a little clip here from the Money Bomb video where Jones is trying to reach 400 million people. Operation Money Bomb 2015. So here's a little clip from there.
We have reached that legendary, colossal moment in history where the next 1,000 years of human development, our very destiny, is being decided. That's why we're launching Operation Money Bomb 2015, the first money bomb I've done in 3 years, because we only do these if they're critical to be able to build up our infrastructure. And with the money we raise from this, we will be able to stay on the satellites and get on UHF, VHF, and cable stations across North America, reaching tens of millions of more people right at the time they're receptive and looking for answers. Starting September 16th through the 17th, we're going to broadcast live from 11 a.m. on the 16th through 2 p.m. on the 17th for 27 hours with an amazing lineup of guests, investigative journalists, documentary films, and more. We are seeking to raise $1 million so that we can reach 400 million extra people potentially in the next year.
The video opens up with a scene of Adolf Hitler. I mean, isn't that his big thing, Victor, that the Nazis? He doesn't really talk about the Zionists. He doesn't talk about the Jews. And that's why I think David Duke was on, trying to pressure him to recognize that. But I think the people who were on to him, obviously, they know that he doesn't touch on everything versus, of course, American Free Press, we basically touch on everything. And that's why people respect AFP. They respect the forerunner, the precursor to AFP, which is the Spotlight, because we're not afraid to go after everybody because we're not beholden. And he talks about, in what I read before, that this InfoWars is independently funded. We don't accept government money and taxpayer funds like NPR and Media Matters. But what he doesn't mention is where the money comes from. So he says here we rely on contributions. Well, who's contributing? Is it contributions from individuals or is it contributions from Zionist organizations? That's what I was asking you before. What have you learned about this guy in all the years that you studied him that people should be aware of?
it would take hours and hours and hours. What I suggest is people go to wingtv.net. Right at the top, there's a link that says Hall of Shame. And click on that link, and there'll be more information than you need to understand what this guy's all about. And it goes back decades and decades. What I'll say instead, Dave, is the late Mike Piper, who, you know, I've met many times, saw speak many times over the years. And since he was in D.C. and I was in Pennsylvania here, we never got to see each other much, but a couple times a year, Mike would call me from the office, and we'd have these conversations for like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And Mike Piper couldn't stand Alex Jones. And here's something that I've never, ever revealed to anyone ever. Never, ever to anybody other than Mike and me talking back and forth. And since Mike is dead now, regrettably, I think it's now time to finally reveal. But this is what Mike used to call Alex Jones in reference to him. He would call him the garbage man. So instead of saying Alex Jones, he would just say, "Hey, Victor, did you hear what the garbage man did lately?" You know? And he called him a garbage man is because here's Alex Jones, this big fat guy. And basically what he's doing is peddling garbage. So that's Mike's way of referring to Alex Jones. And so one time, Mike said to me, you know, because he knew how much we exposed Alex Jones, and he said, "Victor, why do these people still listen to Alex Jones, or what kind of people listen to Alex Jones?" And so I started explaining to him. I said, "Here's how it works, Mike. You'll find a person who's been raised on the mainstream media all their lives, and they know something's wrong with it, but they don't quite know what. Well, somehow they find Alex Jones and listen to the first broadcast. And they'll be all gung-ho. It's like, oh, man, this guy's a real truth teller. This is finally it, okay? And they're all excited, and this is it. This is it. Well, then they listen for another week and another week. And by the end of 1 month, most people realize, they're like, whoa, something's wrong with this guy. I mean, not only is he completely nuts, is he insane? They realize that Alex is telling them a lot of things, but more importantly, what he isn't telling them. In other words, he's running this cover-up operation for the Jews, for the Zionists, for the nation of Israel. So after a month or so, people are getting real suspicious. They're scratching their heads. And really, by the end of 3 months, anybody that has an IQ over 80 or so realizes, like, this guy is completely full of it, and they shut him off, and they go and they find actual real news sources. So the people that keep listening then are the ones that are so brain dead, and they want somebody else to do their thinking for them, and they want to belong to this mind control cult, that those are the ones that stay in. So that's why Alex Jones is always constantly seeking new people, because he realized that he has such a high turnover that anybody that can add two and two together realizes after 3 months or so, is like, oh man, this is nonsense. And they go somewhere else, and they can't listen to Alex just like, rah, 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 rah. So after I explained this to Mike, he was like, "You know what, Victor? That's the best explanation I've ever heard about the whole Alex Jones phenomenon, is that he's constantly seeking new listeners because the ones that listen to him realize after 3 months that they need to go elsewhere and find something better." So
yeah, that makes sense.
That's, you know, really sums it up.
Yeah, I agree with that. That makes sense. That's why he's always looking for new blood, new fools to trick.
It's like a vampire.
But the problem is that, like W.C. Fields said, I think it was, there's a sucker born every minute. I think in this case here, there is going to be a time when the word gets out and they realize that, hey, it doesn't make sense here to go here. The word gets out that this is a joke. And I think he knows that. And I think that's why he's been concentrating so much on these vitamins. He's basically pushing vitamins and supplements and literally this soft Viagra stuff, you know, male vitality drops. And how could anybody take this guy seriously is the question. But again, you address that because it's not. The people are dropping out and there's new ones coming in. My hope is, and I hate to use that word hope, but my hope is that the word does finally get out and that nobody goes to him, because there's a possibility that this guy could raise some big funds coming up in the next few days, right?
If he does raise the big funds, again, talking about the money that he owes his ex-wife, this $3 million divorce settlement plus the house that he lost, that people have to ask themselves, where is this money going? Is it going to fight the New World Order? Of course not, Dave. It's going to pay off his divorce. That's where the money's going. It's a sucker's deal. And when you talked about him selling all these pills and potions and powders and all this stuff, well, 100 years ago or 150 years ago in the Old West, these people were called snake oil salesmen. They were peddling crap, you know. They were peddling things that were a joke. And anybody that takes politics or conspiracies or even their life seriously knows that Alex Jones is a joke and all he wants is people's money. Now, to show what a phony this guy is, back in the Wing TV days, I talked to Alex Jones on the phone two or three times, okay? And we had discussions and so forth. And you know what's really interesting, Dave? Is that, you know, this voice that Alex Jones uses on his radio show, this rah, 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 rah. Well, when you talk to him on the phone, he doesn't talk like that. He talks like a normal person. So again, everything about this guy is phony. Why does he need to adopt this phony Rush Limbaugh voice on the radio? How many people do we know that do radio interviews? I know dozens and dozens, maybe 100. And not one of them, Dave, uses a fake voice. You don't use a fake voice. I don't use a fake voice. Mike Piper never used a fake voice. Nobody I know uses a fake voice on the radio, except, oh, wait, yeah, the biggest, biggest phony of them all, Alex Jones, who has to try to pretend to be Rush Limbaugh. So he uses his fake voice. And there's even a video out there on YouTube where one of Alex's buddies, they're walking along a sidewalk, and the guy says to him, like, Alex, why do you have to talk like a phony on the radio? Why do you have to do that? And Alex gets all pissed off at him, like, oh, shut up about that, you know? So Alex doesn't want anybody to know the real Alex Jones. He didn't want to know how much money that he was raking in from his gullible listeners who was going to build him mansions and houses and boats and trucks and so forth. He didn't want his listeners to know how much money he's paying his ex-wife, because then they'd say, whoa, wait a second. If I send this check in to Alex Jones for $25, I'll bet it's not going to go to fight the New World Order. It's going to go to his divorce settlement, and on and on. So, you know, one other thing, since I mentioned YouTube, that people really need to do is, again, once this broadcast is over, go into YouTube. And what Alex Jones does, the greatest danger he does to this movement, Dave, he's propped up by the powers that be, okay? So when everyone thinks conspiracy theorists, they say, oh yeah, that lunatic Alex Jones, that crazy person, is foaming at the mouth. Well, anytime a major event happens and there's any type of conspiracy involved, what the mainstream media does is bring Alex Jones onto a show. And what he does is he acts like such a lunatic that everybody watching it says, oh, there's no way this conspiracy can be true, because look at the lunatic there that's spouting it. So two examples are, in June of 2013, the Bilderberg Conference was held in England, and Jim Traficant and Pete Papaheracles were actually over there representing American Free Press. Well, Alex Jones was also over there, and he got to appear on one of the local TV shows. I don't know if it was the BBC or whatever, but all people have to do is put in Alex Jones, Bilderberg, BBC, or London, whatever, and they'll find it. And Alex Jones has a complete and total lunatic meltdown on this TV show where he's ranting and raving, looks like a total buffoon. And everybody watching the show was like, boy, you know, maybe if we could consider there's something to this whole Bilderberg thing. But now that we see Alex Jones, he's just a bunch of crazy people. That's all they are. Another one happened. This was in January of 2013. All people have to do is go to YouTube, punch in Alex Jones, Piers Morgan. And this was after the whole Sandy Hook thing, okay? And there's a conspiracy that this was a false flag event and so forth. So Piers Morgan is on his vendetta to strip the guns away from everybody. So who does he bring on is lunatic Alex Jones. And again, Jones has a complete and utter meltdown on TV. Looks like the biggest ass you've ever seen in your life. And what it did was, is people contacted me afterwards and they said, Alex Jones did more for the government's cause, for Obama's cause, to take guns away from people than the people that are against the Second Amendment. Like, he works against our cause every opportunity he has. And that's the primary reason why he's in the place that he is that whenever the government, whenever the intel agencies need somebody to discredit us, you know, honest, serious, legitimate researchers, they trot out this lunatic Alex Jones. He froths at the mouth like a crazy person. And everyone's like, oh my God, no wonder there's such a mockery about conspiracy theorists, because look at the king of them all, Alex Jones. He's a nutcase, you know?
That's right. Yeah, it was embarrassing. I remember that. It was so over the top. It was so obvious that he was actually trying to appear as an insane person.
Yeah.
A completely unreasonable, insane person who didn't want to get his point across in a normal fashion, that it was obvious. And yeah, you're right. But for most people to think about that, about what you're saying here is that this guy actually, on purpose, maybe in cahoots with these Zionist and Jewish-run media organizations, this guy was invited on there on purpose to look like the jackass that he obviously is. And
yes.
And then your average person, well, I shouldn't say average, the type of person who actually watches television, who's not involved in this area as we are, and as many of the listeners are, they see this guy and they're like, conspiracy theorist, no wonder why. And that's exactly what he wanted to do. And you're 100% right. You mentioned the decree, the final decree of divorce here between Jones and his wife, Kelly, here, and the property that she's going to get, which is 15101 Back of the Moon Street in Austin, Texas. And just want to explain a little bit to the listeners about this home, if this is in fact his home. The estimate for the home is over $1 million, and the rent estimate is over $5,000 a month. The mortgage payment is about $4,000 a month. It's on 7 acres. It is a waterfront home. It says here, beautiful waterfront lake home with guest house and shared guest bungalow. It's on Lake Travis. It has spectacular views, grounds, boat dock, and resort-like ambience, one of a kind. This home was bought by Jones, as I said, I don't know 100%, but we can find out, in April of 2012. Just the property taxes last year in 2014 are over $20,000 a year. Again, getting back to what you were saying, Victor, if anybody is of the mind to donate to this guy, think about this home. You're talking about a 4,000 square foot home. Taxes are $20,000 a year, which is what most Americans make each year. He's paying property taxes of that. It's on 7 acres and it's a waterfront property. So if this guy was, as Victor said, if this guy was really concerned about the New World Order, and I hate to even use that stupid voice, but if this guy was really concerned about bringing the truth to people, well, you wouldn't need money. I know you and me and people at American Free Press, we don't make a lot of money. And when you do something good, generally, for people, you don't make a lot of money. And it's time for people to wake up and realize what this guy is and what he's trying to do. And before you donate to the guy, think about what we're saying, because if you go to that Money Bomb website, besides talking the super male vitality drops, I mean, what are they supposed to do? And Brain Force, whatever that is, and colloidal silver and a G-Shock watch and a t-shirt that says Save America and all this crap. Besides that, fund the operation, get great products. He has here the little radio buttons to donate. 20, 50, 100, 250, 500, you choose PayPal and Bitcoin donate today. And he's got that stupid look on his face, you know, where he's raising his eyebrows and he's real serious. Folks, if you really want the truth, you don't need all of this bluster. You don't need a blunderbuss with a bullhorn. All you have to do is just read something. There doesn't even have to be sound in the background. Just read. And that's how you're going to learn about this stuff. You don't have to give money to this guy. Obviously, if he's got this much money where he could pay $20,000 a year just in property taxes, there's something wrong here. So,
Dave, he owes $44,000 a month. A month. Imagine how many videos and how many bottles of placebo do-nothing pills he has to sell. This guy's desperate. He is desperate now that the divorce is final, and he has to come up with 44 grand a month. 44 wow. grand a month. Most people I know don't make 44 grand a year. So, yeah, that's there right. is a desperation. So when he gets on the air and he starts begging you for money and saying it's to fight the New World Order, just insert every time he says that, this is money to pay off my ex-wife. This is money to pay off my ex-wife. This is money to pay off my ex-wife. Over and over again, because that's all it's about. And if you think Alex Jones is on your side, one last example, since I was mentioning YouTube. Back in January of 2010, Dave, down in Austin, Texas, which is a hotbed of political activism, all of these well-meaning activists were out there, protesters, and they held a Second Amendment rally. They didn't want anybody to take their guns away from them, a super cause. Well, who shows up with his bullhorn but Alex Jones and starts disrupting the entire event, where people are calling him right to his face a disinfo agent, a con man, and on and on and on. It was really, really embarrassing. It was such an expose of the real Alex Jones. Go to YouTube, Austin, Texas, gun rally, Second Amendment, Alex Jones. You'll see it. Watch his video. And there it is in full color. This guy is working for the other side. He's a saboteur, and every single person there, like the snap of a finger or a light bulb going off, realized this guy, he's the boogeyman that every chance he gets to screw us over, he does so. And it's the greatest example ever, Dave. He's a dangerous man. He is the most dishonest broker in this so-called movement. And we've learned umpteen times is what this guy's capable of. I could tell you stories that Mike Piper told me about Alex Jones. I don't want to talk out of school, but Alex Jones tried to sabotage Mike Piper on numerous occasions. He's definitely tried to sabotage us at Wing TV. He censors information like you wouldn't believe. He's worse than Orwell in 1984. So everything about him is bad news. And again, I'll just close with this, Dave, is that if anybody wants to win the award for the stupidest human being on earth, you win this award by giving Alex Jones your hard-earned money so that he can use it to pay off his ex-wife and his divorce. If that's not the definition of stupidity, I don't know what is.
I hope they listen, Victor. Victor, it's always a pleasure. I appreciate you coming on here and doing all the decades of research you've done to expose people like this guy. Like I said, I never took to him because you don't need to scream to get your point through. Obviously, we're just talking. So, Victor, thanks again and talk to you real soon.
Thank you, Dave.